Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. I believe I receive. I believe you'll give me words that have come out of my spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and speak. You need that gift like you need gas in your car or a battery for your car or shelter when there is rain in order to be able to go where and do what you need to do in these evil times. Did somebody find that scripture? Luke 10:19. I knew it was 10. And go ahead and put that up. Luke 10:19, if you can have time to put that up. And then we want to make some declarations of who we are and what we have in Christ Jesus and stop walking around afraid. There are so many scriptures. I've forgotten how many that I looked up some time ago, more than 1,000, maybe 200. I mean, nearly 2,000 where it says, fear not. So God doesn't want us afraid of the devil. But the devil wants you afraid of him. So when we establish the fact that we know in our hearts that all sickness, all disease, all anything that's not good, every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God. And what if it's not? Jesus is the light of the world. And if it's not light, it's of the devil. And so that's what he wants us to understand. So he said, get in the light and shine the light. You need it for yourself and you need it for those who don't know. Though you can lead them the way to Christ. So he says, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. And so what do? You take that authority. You decree a thing. You know who you are. You know what you have in Christ Jesus. If you have a bank account and you write checks, you know you have that authority to write and sign that check, and they have to give you your money. So this is what we have now before us that the Lord said, decree, make some declarations. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And he said, study the word, say the word, Mark 11:23-24. I'm not going to turn there. He said, but you have what you say. I heard somebody say yesterday that if people would look over their lives and they learn the importance of words, if you look back over your life, me, for you, at where we are, it's what we've been saying. So let's say what the word says. Let's move on up. Bo is here, and I hear him say, you know, I'm very strict on my diet. I eat just like I did before I got married. I eat this, and I don't eat that. And he eats deer meat with us. He said, I eat it once a year. He says it, and he what? And what do we say? I just can't stop eating. Let's don't go there. Let's decree something over our life. All right, Isaiah 53:4-5, he says, with his stripes, what? 1 Peter 2:24 says, by his stripes we what? We're healed. So let's decree for my body. Say that. For my body, I decree I walk in health. Sickness and disease have no power over me. Now, I can't decree and declare that and then keep eating like I've been eating, not exercise like I haven't been exercised. See, I can talk about me. I don't have to look at you. I can talk about Cora. Y'all remember when I was exercising? Uh-huh. And the Lord told me, I heard him say, Kevin Scope said, the Lord told me to start walking and don't stop. And he told how he stopped, and he's 85. He says, I'm in the best health I've ever been in. I'm in the best condition I've ever been in because he took authority. So I take authority, say that, over my health. Satan, I will not. I refuse to receive diseases from you. Say, I'm covered with the blood of Jesus. Say, I not only decree that for myself, I decree that for my family, for my community, for my church, and whoever else, my job, whoever else. Take authority on that job. Devil, you'll not run rampant on my job. Cursers will have to shut their mouth in the presence of Almighty God. I had a roommate when I was in college that was a cursingest woman, because I didn't grow up. My parents didn't curse, so I wasn't used to that. But every, you know, fifth word, she was saying a curse word. It was natural to her. And she was a nice person. But she said, blankety blank, excuse me, Cora. Blankety blank, excuse me, Cora. I mean, it was a regular conversation. So you can tell that devil on your job, can't you, Miss May? Tell him to shut your mouth. I decree that on my job, the power of God will be stronger than the power of the devil. Light will be brighter than darkness on my job. I decree and declare my home is a home of peace. I told him on healing class yesterday, I said, my home is peaceful, thank God.